Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, welcome to it, welcome to it, welcome to it. This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Also streaming worldwide on our free app for your phone. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Give us a follow, give us a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Just search 93.7 The Ticket, wherever it is. You find it in your app store, you download our app. It is free, it is crystal clear. It is wherever you go in the world. If you're on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you can listen and you can watch there. You can go back, you can scroll back through, clip things that you like. If you really enjoyed something, post it on our social media, your social media, tag us, all that good stuff. You can do that. You can go back and rewatch. You can go back and re-listen all at just the tap of a couple buttons. We are also grateful to be part of the Allo Cable package, channel 961. If you are an Allo Cable subscriber, you get that. If you're an Allo Internet subscriber, good for you. So am I. I have had zero issues since my wife and I moved into our house coming up on 3 years ago. Now, that's as long as I've been an Allo subscriber. They have not let me down. We're overloading it sometimes, to be completely honest, and it's never dropped, never slow, really never any issues at all. So shout out to Allo for the great work that they do in the residential side and also the commercial side. Allo is what powers us here at 93.7 The Ticket. What also powers us? The Mercado. They're the sponsor of this hour of Old School from 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Four or three Lincoln locations, one up in Omaha. You can check them out. Every type of meat, every type of cut, and more. They got prepackaged meals. They got snacks. They got spices. They got cheeses. They got desserts. You name it, it's probably there at your local Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. And also, don't forget, they have Fired Up Fridays. Let's take a look here. Fired Up Fridays, the Mercado. Let's see what is on tap. All right, pulling up themercadobutcher.com. Fired Up Friday. Oh, wait. They also have Fired Up Thursdays now. That's pretty incredible. Fired Up Thursdays at the Good Life Cyclery, 5900 South 85th Street. Today they had TDK Hot Italian Beef with a side Italian pasta salad, all that for $14. That was at their 5900 South 85th Street location. But Fired Up Fridays, tomorrow, short rib chili. Ooh, yeah, short rib chili. Are you kidding me? As cold as it is outside, you can also get a cinnamon roll on the side for just $4. I'm sure it's going to be massive cinnamon roll, probably well frosted. Going to go really well with that short rib chili. You can get an entree, side, and a drink for just $20. This is at the North 84th Street location, 84th and Havelock. So definitely make sure you go check out the Mercado for Fired Up Fridays starting tomorrow. Let's bring him in. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman joins me now for Old School. Jay, welcome back.
What's happening? Same old soup just reheated.
Same old soup just reheated. The short rib chili is the Fired Up Friday tomorrow from the Mercado. So that's not going to be the same old soup. That's new soup.
Hey, I like that, bro. I like that, the Fired Up Philly, though, with the short ribs, though.
Tell me about it.
That'll hit the spot. You know what? That's like a comfort food. you know, in the wintertime. You were probably, well, in this temperatures right now, you can't really fire up the grill too much, but I think that'll do it. That'll suffice it. Yeah, that'll wet your whistle, as they like to say, you know. So nevertheless, Austin, I sent you the article, man, of the 2013 draft.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, when you think about the distinction of the different guys that went and came quickly, from Mingo to Luke Jokel to even Milner from the Jets, guys that were, I guess, good enough in college to be thought of to be drafted that high, to end up being, I guess, on our media outlet is probably the worst draft in NFL history, right?
Probably.
Right, even from my man from the EJ Manuel, where he was up there. Remember Jim Kelly? I don't know if you remember this. You remember Jim Kelly essentially wouldn't sign off on him. Maybe, you know, because of EJ Manuel not wanting or not embracing the cold weather in Buffalo, right? And you do have to be a different type of quarterback and be mentally tougher, or a different type of mentally tough to play quarterback up there in Buffalo, because it's not going to be ideal conditions, even when it's, you know, it could be 60, 70 degrees out there, but it's going to be 20 mile an hour winds. And so I think whether it's EJ Manuel, JP Lossman, I think it was just a plethora of quarterbacks that, you know, failed up in Buffalo, and he was one of them. Then you had, you know, one guy that I thought that actually was going to be pretty good. And I do think that he would have been better in Indianapolis if the injury bug didn't hit him and it was a different type of, I guess, vibe in the organization. Was Beyond Warner. I think he was really, really good. And I felt like his talent and his skill set would have, you know, translated in the NFL. But sometimes you get your career gets curtailed by the injury bug. And then you have a guy like Jarvis Jones, right? And you know, they put up his 40 time. And this is crazy. When you watched him play, or at least when I watched him play in college, every big moment he made a play. He was borderline unstoppable, but he had a bad wheel that he played on and played through in college. Ran that 4.92 40, had minimal success in the NFL. One thing led to another, and then now necessarily you're on there. Then you think about like Green Bay, right? Damon Jones, who kind of came out of when they drafted him, it was out of nowhere. He was a pro day combine success story, and then next thing you know, he's going first round. So I think sometimes as this combine's coming up, and I think it's starting here real quick, obviously piggyback on some of the franchise tags and stuff like that, what teams should and shouldn't do. It's you know, I think the NFL free agency is just the combine over again, and sometimes teams take guys because they think they need to fill a hole, you know, like say they have a run on offensive tackles. Well, we got to take a tackle in the first round or we haven't done our job. So they take a Chance Womack, you know, or remember the guard that the Raiders took that everybody had like a third or fourth round grade on him. They took him in top 10. And so you see that happen, and then guys end up coming into the league, you know, and not living up to expectations. You think of one guy, Jonathan Cooper, right? You know, the guard that from North Carolina that went to the Cardinals. He actually was pretty decent. I wonder where they failed in the interview process, the lack of love for football. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, right. Did you just did you bypass that because he was so physically, or were you blinded by the thought that I can make him love football? I can bring out something in him that nobody else has ever brought out of him, you know, through high school and college. And so it's really interesting when you think about free agency coming up. You'll see a team sign a player or two and talk themselves into that they can resurrect their career, or a different change of scenery will be, you'll get a different player, or you'll see it in the draft here where you know, careers are made or lost based on where they're drafted, who drafts them, and also the teammates around them.
That's really what it comes down to, is the situation that these guys find themselves in. I mean, that's going to determine a lot of it. I want to jump back to something else you said, though, Jay. You referenced the example of there's a run of tackles. We got to take one or we're not doing our job. number one, that's giving into peer pressure, which if you're copying success, that's one thing, but you also kind of have to forge your own path, right? You can take examples, but you also have to understand the reality of your current roster. I think that also applies just as much to college football and the transfer portal, right? Where, yes, in the draft, you're looking to plug holes in the NFL more than really any other sport outside of maybe the NBA. You got to come in ready to play. You got to come in ready to compete with the 53-man roster. There's not a whole lot of room for developmental projects. Yeah, we'll stash this guy here. Oh, yeah, we think he can be a practice squad guy. There's not a whole lot of that, right? In the NBA, if you're a lottery pick, very rarely are you going to head to the G League. You're expected to be able to step in and make a difference in the NBA to begin with, whereas baseball, you have this sort of runway through the minor league system to ramp up, acclimate to the speed of the game and whatnot. But all that to say, if you're taking a player in the draft just because everyone else is, and you feel like it's down our list, we need a guy, but everyone else is taking him, so we got to hop on this guy now, even if it would be a little bit of a reach or we don't actually believe in his true talent, you better hope you get it right. Because more often than not, I would tend to trust a GM and a group in the NFL draft room that trusts its board, where you don't get caught up in the moment. You don't get swept up in the emotion of, oh, crap, we have to go get this. If a guy's worthy of the pick, he's worthy of the pick. If he's not worthy of the pick, that'll probably show up pretty quickly. And it's the same thing, I think, in college, where you get a guy to the transfer portal because you need him, but does he fit? Or you just want him, he's a luxury sort of pick. Whereas maybe you'd be better off in saying, yeah, we would want this guy, but we don't have the funds in NIL to go this far. Yeah, we like this guy, but if someone else has a, you know, mid-second round grade on him, we have a mid-third to fourth round grade on him.
Yeah.
Is it really worth taking him? Or can we make it work with the guys we have? Can we give the guys that are already on our roster that we saw something in? A guy that's in his third year, whether he's a rising sophomore in college after a redshirt year, or he's been injured, been on the practice squad, and now's his chance when he's fully healthy and we let someone walk out the door to make an impact on an NFL roster. If you draft someone, if you recruit someone, and you don't believe in them being a competitor for a roster spot or a starting spot by the third year, why did you take them to begin with? Give those guys a chance. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to maybe reach on a pick according to the outside. You'll get it right, more power to you. But to your example of, oh, we have to take a tackle because everyone else is taking a tackle, we don't want to miss out on a guy, that's a really dangerous game to play that can get you in trouble really quick.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, obviously the draft is coming up, and obviously with college, we're in spring ball. But, you know, really, to be honest with you, the one thing the transfer portal has done, and this is the silver lining for Bill Belichick and Mike Lombardi, who I think is their GM, and then obviously everybody else has pro experience, is that they
stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They probably are more astute at, you know, passing or finding the diamonds in the rough. Now, that's questionable now with New England on who they drafted with higher draft choices. But, you know, whether it's, you know, in free agency, really going all in on Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, obviously Julian Edelman drafting him. Obviously, Tom Brady is their bell cow. You know, they've had some other guys from Neal and Matt Light, you know, guys that were just been steady stalwarts in their program. Rob Gronkowski taking him in the second round when he pretty much missed his whole senior year because of a back injury. And then obviously rode him into a Hall of Fame career, you know, in New England, and obviously, you know, topped it off. And, in Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. So they've done some really good things. You know, Jamie Collins, who I talked about, you know, being on the coaching staff, a diamond in the rough, end up being a really good pass rusher. Or in the transfer portal, where you think that New England has done a really good job, Rodney Harrison, bringing him in, and obviously borderline Hall of Famer, picking up guys like Roman Pfeiffer, position changes of like Teddy Bruschi. So they've I think, you know, when you think about the transfer portal, and then obviously with the NFL right now with the free agency period, it's a crapshoot. But then also you have to be able to when I say it's a crapshoot, it's no different, right? It's you're at the table, I guess. I'm not a gambler, and you know, you kind of maybe you got lucky because, you know, somebody two seats down didn't hit and you doubled down and you won a big hand. You have to live in the moment. You have to be willing to take your winnings and walk away. Or when you know it's a calculated risk and you know there's more upside, go all in. And that's no different than recruiting. It's no different than, you know, building your roster. You know, you mentioned a 2 or 3 year mark. You know, that's no different in the NFL than right now. You know, the practice squad is the 10 guys or whatever they have is no different than the bottom 20 of that 105. Mm-hmm. There are probably some guys that are coming off injuries, maybe taking some guys, chances on guys that maybe have some character issues or guys that need to develop, right? A Jay Foreman that never lifted weights, never wanted to lift weights. And say, hey, look, you know, we think you got some talent, but you got to get bigger, faster, stronger. Like yesterday, we'll give you a chance. And then I got to be dedicated to doing that and obsess and then be a good football player like they thought I was, but just needed development. That's no different. And the teams that do it the best will be successful. And then, you know, as we see in this free agency period right now, right? We didn't get to really get into the franchise tags, but mm-hmm. when you think of the moves that are going to be made here pretty soon, Deebo Samuel being able to be traded, right? T. Higgins, right, is just – he's the – bell of the ball right now. Mm-hmm. And it's twofold. Jamar Chase is up for a new contract. He's exceeded that rookie contract tenfold. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins could play on a 1 year. I think it's $26 million. Probably is worth $36 million. And then you're going to try to bring back Trey Hendrickson. And now with the uptick in the salary cap, all of a sudden the Bengals are going to try to, you know, spend money. Then on the flip side, pretty much directly south from Cincinnati, almost Dallas hasn't spent money on any of their free agents, overpaid probably for Dak. Does he redo his contract for the betterment of the team? And then will Jerry Jones actually spend money? Will he actually spend money or will he spend money wisely? Michael Parsons is up. You got Zach Martin, who's a Hall of Famer. You're going to pay him. You just obviously
out the door, Jay. Zach Martin just about 20 minutes ago said that he's plans to retire.
Oh, well, and you know what's weird about that? Here, it's Zach Martin. Now, their center was a little bit of health issues, but he could have came back and played. Mm-hmm. And then Tyron Smith. Like, all these guys that are end up being Pro Bowlers, potential Hall of Famers, just say, you know what, I'm ready to get up out of there. They got Tyler Smith down there that's pretty much whatever he wants to be. They'll probably end up trying to move him to tackle. They just drafted that pretty physical offensive tackle from Oklahoma. So you got that. But I think the reluctancy of Jerry Jones to build a team sends a guy like Zach Martin, even though he struggled physically, but for him to put the retirement papers in this quickly, this early in the offseason, lets you know he was retired probably about middle of the season last year. In it's the environment, like, because he's I know we went over my stats. That's Austin. I'm telling you, man, I've been stewing on that for an hour.
My bad.
I'm about to watch some of my tape, man. You know, I'm about to get a couple of surgeries. I'm about to really plus or minus this, right? But yeah. When you think about Zach Martin, right? Who's Pro Bowler since he pretty much got there.
7-time All Pro.
Yeah, dominating, right? Mm-hmm. And he's in a different mindset than Jay Foreman was, right? Where it's like he probably like doesn't want to move his family from Dallas, probably doesn't want to play for another organization unless it's like Kansas City or the Eagles, right? Worth his time. And he probably decided he got sick of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys' lack of willingness to be a real playoff contender. You got to think for him. He's just seen their two biggest rivals, Commanders and the Eagles, dominate that division.
Yeah.
And then it came, does he really work? Now, the injuries will do it. And trust me, even for me, you know, Father Time and injuries, man, and not being hurt. Hurt, he would play. The injuries are more mental than physical. A great player like that 20 minutes ago just decided, you said, you know what? The offer that Jerry, I guarantee you, Jerry Jones' lack of communication or lack of willingness to pay him enough to make it worth, which is weird, because even if they were paying him $2 million, just it would be worth our time, right?
Oh yeah.
But for him to get him out of retirement, to go through that grind, to deal with the mental anguish of being a Dallas Cowboy, knowing they don't have a chance next year, sent him into retirement. And I know that a lot of talk has been said about Travis Kelce. Now, does the salary cap boost make it easier for the Chiefs to bring him back? The Chiefs are going to bring him back no matter what. He'll retire when he wants. It's up to, does he really want to play? That's the key.
Is he – I want to make sure I phrase this right. Do you think Travis Kelce is still playing football because he loves to play football? Do you think he's mature enough to know when he's not playing football for the love of football?
It's questionable now because he's got a ton of opportunities outside of football. I still think he loves to compete. I don't know if he loves the work to get ready. And that's it. You look, man, he's been doing it for a long time. So the flame burns out and it takes, telling you, Austin, part of the reason why people retire. Now, granted, I think, There's three reasons why you're tired. One, you just physically just get passed by, right? Then two is like everything that you can't control. Salary cap number, what they have to pay you. Now the CBA's changed where they can bring you in and have you on the practice squad, and you don't really price yourself out of it. So for me, I couldn't negotiate down. I would have came in and competed for a rookie salary and beat him out and been just fine, right? But you didn't get to do it. Now you can. Or three, which happens a lot for somebody like Travis Kelce, is let's say you level up to the level where you have a opportunity. I'm sure on his podcast he gets a couple $1 million, right? Because they signed a huge deal, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw him in a couple movies, like in a you know, the previews. So that, and then the work in the offseason to be at that level. Travis Kelce obviously is way better player than I was. And to get to that level, Hall of Fame level, to be, you know, at an older, you know, he's able, you know, he's 35 years old. You know whether you're willing to put in that work or not. And that's what he said, whether he's going to be all in or not is definitely something that he has to commit to. Because I think by him saying it, he knows he didn't prepare the way he should have this season. And the clock struck 12 in the biggest and the worst moment that it can, and that's in the Super Bowl. Standing around, not moving, not being able to get open, didn't have enough energy or gas in the tank to be effective or be a viable option is probably a lot to deal with on his end, potentially.
Two things. First of all, I think it's going to be interesting to see if Travis Kelce is more willing to deal with what you call the pain of discipline, or if he's okay with living with the pain of regret and going out this way, right? I think as a fan, as a neutral observer, we would like to think that Travis Kelce would deal with the pain of discipline again, right? See if he can have one last better hurrah, at least statistically for him. If Kansas City makes it back, you know, to the Super Bowl again for the fourth time in a row, that would be pretty, pretty incredible. But also, Jay, it sounds like you have a pretty good opportunity ahead of you. One of our good friends at the station of the show, David from Renew, says, speaking of not being a gambler, when's the steak dinner, Jay?
Well, I just got that, and I'll text Dave. Listen, man, it's not a good opportunity for me, Austin. I got bamboozled into not reading the small print of picking these games. Picking with my heart and end up just being let down by James Franklin.
Rookie mistakes.
And I got to pay for it. We're waiting for some other things to logistics to get ready for it. But for Dave, for the 85th time, he knows he could text me. Probably about November, man. Or not November, but March. March. No. I'm gonna pay it up, man. Because I'm putting a limit on them. I got a feeling Dave's gonna try to do me like a rookie. Hey, man, I ain't making that type of money. Yeah. I ain't making that rookie money anymore. So, we'll get it going. I'm sure they're gonna have plenty of pictures of a boat or whatever you call it to let everybody know that I was the first place loser. In this pick'em, but I'll be back for revenge next year. But with that being said, we're gonna take a quick break, come back. Let's go over that. I'm looking at this 2013 draft. Let's really look at it, man. I mean, you got some interesting names in there from Deion Jordan. If the best thing you could do back then is just look good in underwear, and you're gonna get picked top five. So we're gonna take a quick break, come back. Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.